Welcome to the Kathy Durant Show. I'm Kathy Durant, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. My guest this evening is Dean Phillippe, a talented and hardworking actor you've likely seen in some of the biggest national commercials and hit films. But before his acting career took off, Dean lived a whole other life as a professional football player with the Washington Generals. From the field to the film set, Dean has an incredible story to tell. We'll dive into the highlights of his journey right after the break. Stay with us.
What's up, NFL fans? Quarterback Josh Dobbs here. You may know me as the Pastronaut. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time. I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing, and getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Space isn't just for the astronauts.
It's for all of us.
It's not just for engineers like myself.
It's for teachers.
Students.
Designers. Mechanics.
Scientists.
And millions of football fans across the world.
3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time.
Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. After all, there are no limits when there are footprints on the moon. There ain't no doubt in my mind. This is my time. Find your place in space. Space for All.
I'll be a
grinding. I know things aren't easy. I wonder if you know that we can get help. Love, your mind.
And we're back. I am so excited to introduce you to my guest, Dean Phillippe. He is a known face on television and many films. It is an honor to have him as a guest today. We're going to hear all about his career. He's been busy. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Kathy. How are you? Thank you for having me. I'm very thankful to be here.
It's an honor. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us what you've been doing lately.
This year, I just finished up. It's an 1800 era film, and it's called Grand Illusion. And I play Alan Pinkerton in it. And this is a story about Abraham Lincoln. Alan Pinkerton was a detective for Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
And the story is around a particular girl that's in the film that she wants to be a soldier. So I can't say too much more than that. But there's a lot of Civil War reenactment. And the costumes are from that era. And we filmed that down in Lake Helen here in Florida.
Oh, then, okay. So you've wrapped already?
The film is wrapped now, yes. Yeah, we sure did. And they're hoping to premiere it. And actually, from what I understand, it may be premiered up in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. I'll get to see you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
outside of that, I just finished a commercial here in town with the Jaguars. So it was an honor to do that.
Yes, that's a big deal. Let's talk about your sports days. I was really taken back in reading your bio. I didn't know you had been a professional football player. Take us back to that.
Okay. I guess I'm talking back to the timeline, but I played, during the Navy, I was during the draft, the Vietnam War era. I enlisted in the Navy, and in the Navy, I played with their semi-pro team in football. So once I get out, I wanted to continue playing sports, and I tried out for the Washington Generals. The Washington Generals are the AFL League, Eastern Seaboard. I guess you would call it the USFL today. And so I tried out, and the coach gave me the opportunity. I got first string right off the get-go.
That's
And
amazing.
I played for about 10 years with the Washington Generals from the 1970 almost up to the 1980s. And played defensive back. And we played most of our games were in Eastern Seaboard, in New York, and most in Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, Ohio, and Great Lakes area. So it was really a good. We played then with different uniforms than they have today, and certainly we
No
weren't
good
playing.
way.
Well, the uniforms are more modified today to protect the players. And we wore the metal cleats back then, and they don't wear that today. They wear them the rubber shoes to that point. So there's a difference in the padding that the men have to wear today, and which is great because I'm walking around today with metal knee and rods in my spine because of the football era, but I don't regret it. Those are 10 years that I truly loved. I love football. I played in grade school, high school, then the Navy, and then obviously into with the Washington Generals. So it was a thrill to play the game. Challenging. Yes, it was challenging. And I learned a lot. My coach would allow me to do the prayer with the team before every game, which was
That's
great.
big.
He knew where I stood with that. And there's a lot of men that became Christians during the season, which was great. And then after that, we played all over the country to that extent. And I don't regret those years. As far as the injuries that I'm dealing with today, but I love the sport. 22 years in total.
Well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk more about football, a big game that you happen to be a part of where you were protecting people. So we want to hear all about that. So we'll be
Okay.
back in a moment.
Can you hear me?
What you got there?
Will you help me, Mom?
She's real sick, huh?
Hey, crew, I'll give the first move to anyone who signs up to be an organ donor.
How do you do it?
Easy. Just go to organdonor.gov.
You heard them. Organdonor.gov.
More donors means more hope. Sign up at organdonor.gov.
What's up, NFL fans? Quarterback Josh Dobbs here. You may know me as the Pastronaut.
This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
I've always loved space and football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Space isn't just for the astronauts.
It's for all of us.
It's not just for engineers like myself.
It's for teachers.
Students.
Designers. Mechanics.
Scientists.
And millions of football fans across the world.
3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise, can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time.
Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started.
This is my time.
After all, there are no limits when there are footprints on the moon.
There ain't no doubt in my mind. This is my time.
Find your place in space. Space for all.
Where's Coach Ellis?
Come on, man.
Hey, see, you should be left.
Man, what I'm going to tell Dawg? What I'm going to tell my team?
Hey, Dawg, got some bad news. The doctor said I had a colon cancer.
We can beat this. We can beat cancer.
Welcome back to the Kathy Durant Show. My guest today is Dean Phillippe. And Dean is, we were talking about football during the last segment, and I asked him if he would share with us one of the biggest games that he didn't play that he attended. So, Dean, tell us all about you being a part of the Super Bowl in 2005.
Oh, okay. You know, when I, the story, well, it's a long story, but I'll make it short. When I was about 10 years old, I wanted to try out for grade school football. And my mom, she was a Christian lady. And, you know, I loved her very much, and I still do. She would walk me to practice, you know, every day. I didn't have the confidence in me, you know, so she would always pray. But there was one prayer that she did that that really has stayed with me all my life. And that prayer was, you know, to make me feel confident in the sport that I'm doing, make me do well, and that God be with me in all the games that I play in, to stay healthy, and to eventually play in a championship game. And, you know, that rang a bell with me, and I looked at her after the prayer, and I thought, wow, you have a lot of confidence in me. But she said, no. You need to have the confidence in yourself.
Wow.
And that always instilled in me. So just to make it short, I ended up playing with the Generals. And I was with them for 10 years. And actually, into my 10th year was when I injured my right leg. And I had to get a metal knee replacement. So that ended my career. So, you know, it's still resonated in me that mom said that someday I'd be in a championship game. The game that I got hurt in was a championship game with the Generals against a team up in Niagara Falls. So we eventually I healed, but I overcame that thought of being in a national championship game.
Yeah.
So here in 2005, my next door neighbor, who was a campaign manager for the mayor here in Jacksonville, Florida, she knew that I was retired then, and I was working part time as a security guard, just to see if I would like that kind of career in law enforcement. And I was a bodyguard for Jeb Bush when he came here to Jacksonville when he was running for president. So she asked me, Dean, would you like to be a bodyguard for Paul McCartney in the in the Super Bowl game? And I said, without a doubt.
But you're asking me. Did you think
they were kidding? Yeah. And I was thrilled. I said, oh my goodness, yes. You know, so for 2 weeks we practiced with Mr. McCartney at the football stadium here in Jacksonville. And it was interesting because during his singing sessions, they were going to have teenagers surround his stage. And myself included, a lot of people from our age era, we knew his songs by heart. And wow. We could sing along with him. And he idolized that. He just loved it. So he had them change from just teenagers coming around the stage to be elderly people, which was great. We all knew his songs by heart. Anyway, so the Super Bowl came about, And yes, we had the surrounding with he was in a motor home, and all the celebrities would come through us to meet him and so forth. And it was the a lot of celebrities from Hollywood, obviously, a lot of the presidents, a lot of dignitaries that came through. And so we got to meet a lot of those folks. And I tell you, it was quite an honor for me just to meet those people and shake their hands and so forth. But to set the stage was when Paul McCartney sang on the stage. He did his finale song, and there was lights that arms that came up and surrounded his stage that looked up into the sky. And I looked up in the sky, and I got to say this without crying, but
Wow.
it reminded me of my mother that I, in fact, was in a national championship game, not in a football uniform, but on a football field.
Yeah, she said that would happen.
Yeah. So it really hit me hard, and I started crying. And I eventually calmed down. And everybody around me was like, "Yeah, why are you crying?" And it was excitement, thrill, and memory of what my mom said, my prayer.
You said to do in the article, I believe, or the background information we got from you, that you met Alicia Keys,
Yeah,
people like that,
Charlie
Cool
Daniel, Paula.
Gang, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
You threw out some big names
Yeah.
that came through that day. What was that experience like?
Oh, that was a thrill. Everyone, even Charlie Daniels, I just went over to say hey to him, and the guy is so friendly, he hugs you.
Were you
Alicia Keys.
surprised that people were so approachable?
I was just honestly surprised, and it was an honor because it made me feel more comfortable, just to be there, around surrounded with that many people. And Paula Abdul and then John Travolta was there.
Wow.
Paul Walker, from if you remember him, he was there, and quite a few, and then a lot of them played football with us, just to play catch in on the field before, during the practice sessions. So
That's so cool.
yeah, it was quite, and then the presidents were just as friendly
That's
as could be.
big, just having the
Yeah.
presidents there.
Yeah. And Michael Douglas was there with his wife. So yeah, it was, to meet those people in just one setting, it was an honor. It was quite an honor.
So how
So
did you end up in the sports magazine? How
yeah, so when we were coming off the field, there was a lot of people with microphones, TV stations, news reporters, and they people were pointing at me, but they all ran up to me and said, why are you so depressed and crying, and I wrote on the stage, they said, write something on the stage because it's going to go to another festival, but say something. So I wrote on the bottom of the stage, Mom, I really did make it. Okay, so I'm walking away from that, and so the Jacksonville newspaper saw it. They interviewed me and heard me what I had to say, and a TV station from Canada and a few others. And I told them that, it was a Super Bowl prayer that came true.
wow. And
And
the article was called that, right?
the article was called that. Yeah. But to this day, I'll never forget that when the lights went up around the stage and I looked up into heaven, my mom was looking down
Wow.
at me.
How
So
symbolic.
I'm sorry, I get sentimental when I talk
Oh,
about it
that's
because
okay.
it's a reality thing. No, I wasn't in a uniform, but I was
But
there.
it happened.
But it happened. So yeah,
Yeah.
it was published in the newspaper, and then it went into the Christian magazine, and two or three of them, quite honestly, and the TV stations and so forth interviewed me as well. So
So where can people read that now? Is it online somewhere?
It would be in the Jacksonville. I have a copy of it that I
Okay.
can, I think I sent it to you.
Okay.
That was a copy of what the writer wrote in the newspaper.
Yeah, it's a link, so I'll put it. we'll put it on my page.
Okay.
BBS Radio TV page.
Yeah.
So that people can get familiar with the story.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. We're going to take a break and then talk about how you transitioned from football to becoming a working actor. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
After these messages.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager.
Today we're talking about how to wake up your teen, and this works literally every time.
Good kisses. Good kisses. You heard how loud
I know, I heard. I heard. It wasn't you.
Yeah.
It was the...
Is that bacon?
You don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
Be a light. Be a light. Be a light. Be a light. La 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 la. Be a light. If it gets too dark, oh, oh, be a light.
Hello. Thank you for watching The Kathy Durant Show. We're back with my guest, Dean Filippi. Dean is going to tell us all about how he transitioned out of sports as a professional football player and caught the acting bug. Some kind of way, he became that person that's doing commercials and playing presidents and playing sheriffs and all kinds of roles. Dean, without further ado, tell us how you did it.
I attended Tandem Studios, which is here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I did their acting classes for several years, and it really, really helped me out. And right as I got out of my last class, I got called in to do some commercials, which I dove into, and then I had an opportunity. It was a challenge. They were doing a TV series here in Jacksonville with Jack Scalia. It was called Point Man. And they wanted a detective in there. So they dared me. My friends dared me to do the role. And I said, well, I'll take your challenge. So I did it. And I got the role as a detective, one Point Man.
Oh, my goodness.
So
would you say you were a natural? Is that what happened?
No. It was, I tell you, when we talk football teaches you discipline. And, you are your own self, but you have got to perform to 100%. And I think behind the opportunities with film, it helped me respect that and to be disciplined in the role and to take everything serious with, you got to contribute. Being in football taught me to be disciplined and respectful of the role and to perform the role to 100%. That's the expectation it is in football, and the same thing with acting. And I love acting right now because it's an honor to do what I'm doing now. I dove into the acting classes, and I got the opportunities to dive right into a faith-based film. It was called Losing Faith, and I played a pastor. And there was a lot of opportunities there that I was able to speak to the people that were in need of help. And people misinterpret a lot of Christian films that they preach. Well, today's films, they show you issues and problems that people go through, and when they confide in God and pray to God, that God hears them and he works with them. So this film, Losing Faith, was someone individual that was losing faith in God, and I had to encourage him to understand that God is walking in faith with him, and that God will carry his burdens for him. So I got really enthused by that. I thought, wow, this is awesome to do something like this that can touch people and see that, oh, I have the same situation. It'll help me make it through what I have too. I believe in that. So to do films of that nature, especially faith-based, it's an honor for me. And it makes me more enthused to do more acting and performance to that challenge. And so from that on, I just kept jumping to opportunities. Now, a lot of the films here locally weren't necessarily faith-based. They were PG. And some, I guess I had to do more diversity of my opportunity, of my role, and to show my my width of
your skills. Well, didn't you work with Superman?
I've been blessed to work with Dean Cain. And we did a film called Success Camp. And I play one of the lead roles in that film. And Dean Cain came in and he played a judge. And so
Superman played a judge.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And
that's pretty interesting.
But he gave good advice in as being a judge. So they allowed him to expand upon the role of being a judge to talk to the people that were having issues and problems. And so it was a faith-based film, Success. And we actually did it for a local center here in town called Parent Help Center. The Parent Help Center is a center for people all across the nation are having issues and problems with teenagers growing up.
How did it turn out? Was it a system?
Well, the film is out there now. Okay, it's being shown a lot on JC Films website and on YouTube, and so they kept it, I guess, unique to just JC Films, if you're familiar with that website. But I'm proud of it. You know, it was really good. We did it here in Jacksonville, and then some of it up in St. Mary's, Georgia. So we used everybody that was local talent. And it was directed by Jason Campbell. And then one of the writers and directors, too, was Keith Joers from here in Jacksonville.
How did you land Superman?
Dean Cain does a lot of films with JC Films.
Uh-huh.
So when he heard of the film, I guess he wanted to participate in it, you know. And Kevin Zorbo, his two sons are in that film too as well.
I want to hear more about your commercial work. We want to hear all about it.
Okay. All right.
We'll be back after the break.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager.
Today we're talking about how to wake up your teen, and this works literally every time.
Good kisses. Good kisses. You heard how loud
I heard. It wasn't you.
Yeah.
It was the...
Is that bacon?
You don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
In 2005, the Surrey County Cougars worked hard to make the basketball playoffs. Hard work paid off when they blazed through the season, winning the Virginia State Championship. A dream come true for Coach Joe Ellis, who struggled with sharing shocking news of a serious illness. Sickness couldn't stop his dreams of winning the state championship. Going out a champion, the Coach Joe Ellis story.
Hey, Coach Ellis!
based on a true story written by Doris M. Ellis. A Kathy Irby Durant film.
And we're back with Dean Phillippe. Dean has been a working actor for a long, long time. After retiring from football, he has some exciting stories to tell us about transitioning from football to acting. Not only in films, but in many commercials. I'm sure you've seen him many times. So, Dean, yes. Tell us how you got here and what keeps you working.
I'm a type A personality. I got to keep busy. But, you know, in film, it's challenging. And in the challenging part is maybe from the football era, but I challenge myself to do better and to do opportunity of films that make me better or make me perform better, and commercials as well. And so, yes, when I dove into acting, I took it on 100%. And when I go back to the classes that I talk to the students that are doing it today, my encouragement is to, you know, you are your own business.
Yes.
And you got to market yourself. You got to represent yourself. And you have to shine. In other words, show yourself as a Cadillac, not as a Volkswagen, in a manner of speaking. But take it seriously. If you're not serious, then don't do the business. You know, yes, there is the good, the bad, and the ugly in this business. And I've unfortunately met them all. But it makes you a better person, and you learn. You learn from your mistakes. And that's just the same thing in acting. You know, you learn to do better. And the more you act, the more better you are with your skill. And then, you know, you see your films and you say, oh, I should have done this or done that. Do things better. You know, we're not all perfect right out of the gate. And so to me, it continues to be challenging. And I love that. I love that opportunity, even to this day, and to get the roles that really challenge me. But more importantly, as I stated earlier, is if I do a film and it touches the audience, or someone picks up something that I've said, or, you know, or they come to me and they say, when you said this, that really meant a lot to me. That hits home. And that means a lot. So those things are very favorable to it. So there's two sides to this, is loving to do the opportunity.
Yeah, having the passion.
Yeah, the passion. You have to have that passion. And it's just like, put your cleats on and make it happen. And and then at the same time, whatever I do, that it touches people in a good manner. So that means a lot. You know, it's like a goal setting, you know, to be very honest. I'm setting within myself to do better, and I'm goal setting to make better films that make a purpose, that reach out and touch people's lives.
I do want to ask you this. You said football created a lot of discipline in you, from a great mom, then to football, where you had to be disciplined. How much did the Navy prepare you when you couple those two together for the industry you're in now?
I guess it would be in the same mannerism. But, you know, football, you're individual. Navy, well, let me take it back. You're individual, but you work as a team. And then the Navy, you're for your country. You are an individual, but you represent the American flag and the state nation we stand for. Now in boot camp, they put you through a lot of discipline training, and you know, the every which way of things that if you weren't familiar with making your bed or folding your clothes, cleaning your clothes, or, you know, shaving every morning to get up for reveille, and then marching and drilling and practicing and learning how to be a soldier. Yes, it's a discipline, but in a different manner.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to be in some of my upcoming projects.
I look forward to it. You know, I love doing faith-based films, especially. And I've done head coaching for several films that I've done. And, you know, there's one that's coming up here. It's called Blind Drive Ahead. And they're looking to get Dean Cain back into this one as well. Cameron Arnett, he's in Georgia. And so they're looking to get some of those actors in that film. But they're wanting me in that film to be a head coach for a football team. And so,
awesome. Yeah, so. I mean, you stay busy. Well, we're going to hear more about what's in development after the break. We'll be right back. Be a light.
Anyone who signs up to be an organ donor.
How do you do it?
Easy. Just go to organdonor.gov.
More donors means more hope. Sign up at organdonor.gov.
We're back with the Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. I have a very exciting guest this week. Dean Phillippe is here. Dean has been a working actor for a while. He started in the Navy, then football, then transitioned into acting, and he stays busy. Dean, we're back, and I want to hear more of what rabbit foot are you using to keep yourself working, or you just call on God for everything?
Well, yeah, that's the utmost thing is calling on God, you know, as long as he guides me in the right directions to do the right things, you know, that's more important than anything. And then, you know, as long as I walk in faith, you know, and I'm doing my best to do that, but I to the opportunities that I get, I'm always blessed and thankful. You know, they come, and, you know, this Grand Illusion film that is coming out, that was an honor. I did a film with the same director up here in Jacksonville with Paul Corsino. He just passed away, if you recall. And it was an honor to meet that gentleman. And I played a priest in that film. And so they knew my background, so they called me to be this role with Alan Pinkerton in The Grand Illusion that's coming out. And there's another film that's coming out. It's called Crossroads, and that's faith-based. And it'll be a series. And
what role do you play in that?
I'm going to be playing a lead role, but it's just like an actor with helping a fellow brother through issues. And and then there's others that come. There'll be several more following that series. So it's called Crossroads. And we're going to do a lot of that film up in St. Mary's, Georgia.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful there.
Yes, it is.
I in looking at your demo reel, I noticed a clip of you playing a president with a drinking problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it, but it's
With Bloodshot Eyes. With Bloodshot Eyes.
Oh yeah, and he really did have bloodshot eyes.
It was about a story of a president that's in a bunker, and there's a nuclear war coming about, and he has to make a decision whether the United States is to release and shoot the missiles that are nuclear warheads, and he's contemplating while he's in that bunker. So what that film is about is you see me coming in, I'm clean in the film, and then eventually I get dirty and get grubby with beard, and I'm throwing papers, I'm getting mad, I'm smoking a cigar, now I'm drinking because I'm getting nervous, and then the phone call comes, and actually that's where they're saying, Mr. President, we're waiting for your word. What do you want us to do? You know, and I'll leave it at that. But it's called With Bloodshot Eyes.
Yeah. So how many times have you played a patriotic?
I've played the president 5 times on several other films. They dyed my hair. I played Mr. Trump in one short film. I've played God 5 times.
I saw some faith-based films too, yeah, where you were playing a minister. I didn't see the one where you played God, but
yeah. At the end of the demo reel is I'm in heaven talking to Satan, and Satan and I are conflicting, and that's when I cast him out of heaven. And if you recall that,
how do you prepare for those roles?
First off, you know, those are the hardest shoes I can try to do and mimic. You know, who knows how God speaks and talks? We know of the Bible, so we assume. So in the five roles that I've played, I'm a humanistic God, okay? And that one in particular, it's called My New Family, and it's about it was done for AMRAC. That's a facility that's in Orlando, Florida. And it's for abused children, abused adults, and it's to help them overcome it. So that film is for that facility, and that'll be coming out sometime this next year, is what I understand. Yeah. So, but I first pray to God that please let me speak and talk to your favor, and make me speak the right words and say the right words, even though I do have a script to follow, and just to be correct in what I say, but to be more so influential in what I say.
So what about secular movies that are not spiritual based? How do you prepare for those? That's when your acting really comes out.
Yeah, there's a lot of diversity there, because I have to study the role. For example, if it's like Alan Pinkerton in The Grand Illusion, I read up on how he was, his demeanor. They try to get me dressed and look like him from that era. That's why I had to grow a full beard. But I study up on the character. And then I'll talk to the writer. And that's important. Like, I can tell you a long story about that, but to me, the writer knows in their heart what that scene was about. And as you know, a scene could take maybe an hour. It could be a paragraph of 5 pages, but it may take an hour, because I want to be able to say to the person I'm talking to be very influential. So that talking with the writer means a lot to me, to know what do you want to see and hear and feel when I say this scene or this particular role. So I do a lot of studying in that. And then I have a patio out back, and my neighbors probably think I'm crazy, but I'm back here talking to myself.
Well, that's how you prepare. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break and come back to the last segment of the show. And I'm going to give you the floor to talk about what you're working on.
Yeah.
Give some advice to up and coming actors and even people who are trying to pursue a sports career. Even though it was a while back, that preparation hasn't changed when you're preparing for something.
Okay. So
give, you know, put some thoughts in your mind on what you're going to say when I give you the floor. We'll All be right. back in a moment.
I've always loved space and football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my time. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community. So be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. There ain't no doubt in my mind. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for All.
Enlighten us throughout the show if you're just joining us on his amazing career. And I promised him before the break that I would give him the floor in this segment. So, Dean, here you go. Tell us what you've been doing, where you are now, and give a little advice to some people who are trying to come into the acting industry and into sports, if you have something good you can say to them to encourage them.
I'd be glad to.
There you go.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, there are some films coming up. The TV series called Crossroads. It's written by Keith Jowers, and it may be directed by Tandem Media. And that will be filmed in St. Mary's, Georgia. And Blind Drive Ahead, that also may be filmed. It could be in St. Mary's, Georgia. Yeah, that town has been so
busy.
they have been so open and helpful in helping us to do films up there. So we may do it there as well in Palatka, Florida. It includes two football teams, high school football teams, and I'll be a head coach in that one. So that one we're looking to do sometime this year. And then there's a few others in the making that we're trying to promote at Christmas Beacon. There's a local.
I love Christmas films. I love them.
Yes. And so we're looking to do something to that nature here in Jacksonville. I play a pastor in that one. So, and then I keep auditioning. You know, it's interesting. And this goes to those that are pursuing the career of acting. I send out my resume at least once a day. You know,
so that's your secret, because it is jam packed. I couldn't believe it. Three columns.
Yeah, I'm blessed. And that's how it came about. You know, You are your marketing company, right? And I think I mentioned that earlier, but you have to promote yourself. I mean, this is talking about both football and acting. Believe in yourself.
Yes.
Okay. You got to have that confidence level. Yes, in football, I was intimidated. There's bigger guys, and there'll always be that challenge. In acting, I've played next to people that are A actors, and I learned to be comfortable around them. So there's going to be opportunities, but take that challenge. I'll say it, put your cleats on and make it happen.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. Now, you have family in the movie industry, right?
Yeah,
You might share.
it's a distant relative. I got called several years back about a genealogy that I was doing. There was a baseball player in my family called Charles Lewis Deacon Phillippe, and he was nicknamed Deacon because his family wouldn't let him play baseball on Sundays. So he got nicknamed Deacon. And this is in the 1903. There's a baseball card that I could show you. Anyway, this gentleman called me and he said, "I heard you have it in your database, and could you share it with me?" So I shared it with him, and his name was Richard Phillippe from Delaware. So I shared it with him, and I didn't know who he was related to at the time. I didn't know anything about it. Then we started talking, and he says, "We're in the family and ancestry." I said, "Yeah, I see that. We're linked up together." So he was wanting more. And their last name ends with a PE, not a PI like mine. But when everybody came stateside from France, they spelled our names differently. So anyway, then he led on to say, "Well, if you know Ryan Phillippe, he was married to Reese Witherspoon at the time, I'm looking to help them name their up-and-coming son." So Reese named their daughter after someone in her family. Ryan wanted to name his their son from someone in his family lineage. So I gave him all the information about Charles Lewis Deacon Phillippe, and sure enough, that's what they named their son, Deacon
That's
Phillippe.
incredible. She is an amazing actress.
Yeah. Oh,
She's
by all means.
great.
Yeah, by all means. So anyway, that's just a brief, happening that had, occurred with me during my genealogy and family relationship,
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been an interesting ride with what I'm doing now. I'm not done. I want to do more. I love doing what I do, and
I don't see why you won't do more because you are busy and the roles that you've played are so interesting. But you look the part. You look like a minister. You look like a sheriff. You look like a president. So I have to say that the casting directors are getting it right when it comes to you. You're close to sports, so you're natural for that. And
Well, thank you.
I still would like for you to tell our viewers, anyone listening who wants to pursue a acting career, what kind of training discipline should they
Oh,
have?
my
What
goodness.
should they do starting today if
Oh,
they're not doing it?
by all means, I love to. It's just, as I mentioned, you have to have the passion. And once you have the passion, look for a local studio or whatever it may be that has the training classes and take the classes. That's so important. They help you with your voice control, your demeanor, your attitude, your gestures, your habits, how you walk, how you talk, how you grimace when you hear something. They help you with all that. So to me, that's the most important thing to do as a number one thing. If you're pursuing acting, take the classes and continue to take it. I still do. I'll do opportunities to do workshops, which is important. And then take the opportunity to get photos, professional photos of yourself. And I think that's very important. And then start building on your resume. And as I mentioned, don't give up on yourself. Believe in yourself and give confidence. It'll take time to do to get where you want to be. And, you know, for example, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and I always wanted to live here with my family. But obviously, if you live in Los Angeles or Atlanta, you have bigger and better opportunities. And that's, I could move there, but I don't want to. And I'm doing my best when I do. And as you can see, a lot of my resume, I've done major films, but I've done a lot of independent films. Right. And that's a blessing. You know, we have a lot of great filmmakers here in North Florida and South Georgia, which is awesome. And the opportunity to just to get to work with them, and a lot of them move on to be, you know, with major films. So it's a blessing. But back to your question is, I would suggest take the classes, believe in yourself, do the professional photos, somehow get a card that you can show your photo with your background, your contact information to send out and share out whenever you meet people. And another thing, the key thing is networking. Network. Yes. A lot of people, you're familiar with that.
Yes.
And it's so important. Network with everybody. Meet people. Meet them online. Meet them in Facebook or you know, join the social media groups that they have a lot of groups here in Jacksonville that they meet up and they talk about things that are coming down the pike. But you are your own representative, and you got to walk the talk and be yourself, represent yourself, be proud of what you're doing, promote yourself, and walk tall. That's all.
Yeah, be your biggest fan. Well, we're going to wrap up on that good advice. Yeah. And I hope my viewers who are seeking careers, because it's a tough industry, and you really do have to... it's not that advice helps you skip the line, but it helps you to weather it, you know, where you can go through your ups and downs and then jump back in the ring again.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing. I've enjoyed you so much on this show. You have to come back again.
Yeah, I would be honored to. You're a blessing, and thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah, your shows are awesome. You know, you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. You hear that, Donald, my engineer and owner of the station? Yeah, but thank you so much. And we're going to be watching out for you, Dean.
Okay.
So just keep making us proud.
Oh, I certainly will. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Have a blessed
day. That's our show for tonight. I hope you enjoyed Dean Filippi. He was amazing. I learned some things. So just if you want to know more about Dean, go to IMDb and check out what he's working on now. And if he made an impression on you and you want to cast him for something, please do so. And that's our show for tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.